Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's just thank God for this opportunity for us always to be given an opportunity to hear the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles with you, and if you're able to, if you can please rise up to honor Jesus with the Word of God, and turn it to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians 4. Praise God. You know, Sister Sally is also one of those who's having some vacation time, spending some time with her family. They're now in Missouri, praise the Lord, but she'll be back next Friday, I believe. Amen, this coming Friday. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to start with verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, look at verse 7, but to each one of us has been given us, as Christ apportioned it, each one of us grace has been given, as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he, Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. And here's the reason. Verse 12. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity. All, not just some, but all. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Verse 16, look at verse 16. From Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love. How? As each part does its work. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. There's a need for us to renew the way we think. We have to renew our minds. Verse 18, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You don't want to know the truth? You can only find it in Jesus. You and I can only find it in Jesus. Verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Look at verse 23. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. Do you know that the way we think, we have an attitude? And so we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us how to think right. And verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of us must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Why? For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all what? Bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We honor you, Holy Spirit, because you're our teacher and our guide. Bibigyan mo po kami. You're going to give us understanding and revelation that we need in this very hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, how do we read our Bibles? Do we just read a certain portion? Or I think there's a need for us to develop how to read like this, the book of Ephesians. It has 6 chapters. It would be good for us to develop that kind of habit that we read the entire book. It only has 6 chapters, and you know what? It doesn't take too long for us to finish. Even, example, Colossians. Colossians is all of it, because all of this, it's the Word of God. What we're saying here is when you and I would develop that kind of approach, then we begin to see the whole picture of what God wants us to see and understand. Amen. So the book of Ephesians, do you know that the theme of the entire book, when it was written by the Apostle Paul as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, is the theme of it is the glorious church. And we already learned, napag-aralan na po natin na the church is who? Us. Tayo po. The called out ones. And so the theme of this is tayo po, now we belong to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, and tayo po collectively as group of believers. Amen. Now, it's so important for us to see this, because for us to have an understanding, why do we come on Sundays? Why do we come on Bible studies if you are able to come? Why? We need to answer these important questions for us, because God wants us to have an understanding of the things that you and I do. Kasi po, pag walang understanding, we're just going through the motion. Pero gusto ko ni Lord makita natin yung purpose niya through us as a church. Amen? And so, kaya the Lord would want us, for us to see this. Kasi ang gusto niya, ang goal niya, his plan for us as a church is what? He wants us na lumago. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to mature. How many of you are parents here? May mga anak, marami po, mga apunan, malaki na mga anak. But for those young couples, you're still starting with your family, I think your goal is what? To see your children grow up, right? To grow up responsible, matured. Amen po ba yun? Yes, and so it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. He desires all of us to grow up spiritually in our walk with God. Amen. So He wants us to mature, and ang mga bata ho, like Haley, she's now 5 years old. I could even ask her help if Aubrey needs something. And so it's the same way with us. When you and I grow spiritually, do you know that God would use us to minister? Yes, thank you, Sister Emma. He's going to use us to minister to others. Once tayo pong inaalagaan, because the moment you and I got born again, we are like baby savior over there. We are just like baby savior na, you know, our sister Rochelle would just be like pamper him and take care of him. And so, but when, like Alonso now, he has grown. How old is Alonso now? He turned 2. He would go through my office all the time. Oh yes, Alonso, you're more than welcome to come. Oh my goodness. And you would see him at times holding an envelope and putting it in the, you know, the usher's basket. And so we see indications of growth, right? Now for us, as followers of Jesus, are there indicators that we are growing up spiritually? And I believe it blesses the heart of, for those in my position, to see each one growing up in God and having that desire to be used by God. That's amazing. That's amazing. Amen. And so here, but when you and I read the entire book of Ephesians, it's divided into two parts. Number one, God wants us to see, the number one P is our position in Christ. We have to know who we are in Christ. The moment you and I receive Jesus, sino po ba tayo? What happened to us? Number one is position. So in verse one, chapter one, we don't have to go there. It tells us that you and I have been given every spiritual blessing. Do you know that each one is blessed? Sabihin niyo po sa, tulungan niyo ako mag-preach sa katabi niyo. You are spiritually blessed. If you have Christ, sabihin niyo po, if you have Christ, you are rich. Sige po, sabihin niyo. Totoo yun. The richest in Christ. So, yes, if you have Jesus, yes, that's right, Brother Nelson, we are co-heirs. Kailangan po na, we need to have an understanding of who we are in Christ. So, number one, we need to understand our position. Number one is what? We are chosen. Pinili ho tayo. We are chosen by God. Second, we are blameless na. So, for those na inuungkat pa, you know, going back sa living in the past, you know, this is what I did. No! When you and I receive Jesus, all of those things, no matter what we have done in the past, wala na, cleansed na, erased, totally erased. Amen. And so now we are now blameless. We are made righteous. What else? We are adopted. Ooh, adopted because now we belong to the family of God. Now you and I are sons and daughters of God. So if you know in your heart that you are a child of God, kanino ba ta? Who is your daddy? My God, He is the owner of all things. So when you and I begin to understand who Christ is, number one, and what He has given us through our faith in Him, alam niyo po, you know what? Many fears and doubts will go away. It will go away. And do you know that even for those growing old, at times we are like, we have thoughts about how we're going to be when we grow old. At times, some are concerned about the future of their children, the future of their grandchildren. But do you know what? That God, who loves us so much, our future is in His hands. That's why you and I need to read the Word of God, read the book of Revelation, because it might have some symbolisms, but it tells us that we already have the victory in Jesus. Ano na po? He will settle everything. He will settle all evil around us. Amen. You know, LA was in the front news yesterday because of a standoff that happened in Silver Lake. I know that area, Silver Lake. Probably some of you don't know what happened. And so there was this guy, there was some problems in the house. He had a gun and tried to shoot the grandma and another person in the house. And then someone called for the police, and there was a chase, and that guy ended up being in one of the store, Trader Joe's in Silver Lake, and unfortunately, one lost their life. But there was like this horrific scene. Can you imagine you going on a Saturday? People would go doing their business, doing their errands, and they were there about. Close to 50 people were inside that Trader Joe's grocery when that happened. And so it was resolved later on, but what we're saying is, when we hear of those things, we know that there's evil around us. But the thing is, what the Word of God says is, when evil abounds, the grace of God abounds. And so it makes us more aware of what's going on in the minds and the hearts of so many out there. That's why we as a church, we as a people of God, you and I have been called to do something to make an impact for our community. Amen? Do you believe that? We have to believe that. Kaya po gusto tayong, the Lord would want us to awake, to be awakened in what Christ, through the power of His Holy Spirit, do through us. In our praying, and above all, even in our sharing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so that's why there are so many who still needs to know Jesus in their lives. And so that's why, how many of us, we are so grateful that we have been given that opportunity. That how many of you really know that your life has been changed by the Lord? Praise God. Praise God. And so I would always say that to God. Because, Lord, I would always have conversations with the Lord and tell Him how grateful I am for Him to save me. Because I know the kind of life I led. I was in darkness, but praise the Lord that Jesus came as a light. But He did not come to me, you know, like what He did to the Apostle Paul. What happened? He used someone. He used someone. And so that's why I would always thank Him. In fact, I would have times that I would contact this brother Alex now that he has a family. And you know what? I would always thank the Lord for him for doing what he did. Because he boldly shared the gospel to me, even in the height of everyone at the office criticizing him. And they would call him opportunista. You're taking advantage, because it was that time when my father passed away. But you know what? He was empowered by the Holy Spirit of God that all of those criticisms from the people at the office, they just like slide lang ho. He continued to pray and fasted for me. And then until there was something that happened that really broke something that was like a wall for me to understand that, number one, Jesus loves me so much and He doesn't want me to be in darkness. Amen? And so, and I would say, Lord, if You used him, use me also. I might be here sharing to you the word of God, but at work, I also do my one-on-one, because there's something about sharing the love of God to others. Amen. I have someone, we share the same cubicle. She's probably in her early 20s. She was the one who asked me when they, when the office, praise the Lord, glory to God for that, when they honored me on my work anniversary, and then she asked me that question, when did you start actually working for the company? And I told her December of 83. And then she said, oh my goodness, I wasn't born yet. And I told her, thanks for rubbing that in, that I'm already old. But she's with me in the cubicle. And so, you know, I'm praying for her. And you know what? The Lord impressed, because she celebrated her birthday. I put something together and I put one of our tracks. One of the tracks that says you're someone who's special, and inside that are verses from the Bible that tells us of how Christ sees us. That you and I are His workmanship. Kaya, you know, I know this is more applicable for the women. At times we compare ourselves to others. You know, she looks better. Her skin is nicer than mine. Or her whatever. Or for men, he's driving a nicer car than me. There's always a point of comparison, but do you know what? That's not what defines us. It's not about women. It's not about what we see outside. The beauty is found inside. Men, don't let the world define your identity by not also the looks. It's not about the money that you have in the bank. It's not about all of that. Your identity is found in Christ. Found in Christ. Amen. And so let's not allow the world. That's why the Word of God says we have to renew the way our minds, the way we think. How many of you at times would say, can God really use me? Do those kind of thoughts at times run through your mind? Minsan ba ho naiisip nyo na, gagamitin kaya ako ni God? Know that God can. Age, basahin nyo po ang Numbers and Joshua. The Numbers and the book of Joshua, yung mga nasa 80. So Caleb was one. I was sharing that at one time. Caleb, at his age, because he knew his God, kahit at the age of 80, he was still like, Lord, I'm ready. Just tell me what to do. Right? So please, seniors, don't you ever think na you have a role, an important role in the body of Christ. As you and I grow up knowing Jesus, yes, God can use each one of us. Amen, for God's glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Word of God tells us that you and I need to grow up. That's why in verse 16 it says, from Christ the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament. We mentioned this in the past, how the Word of God would use this analogy, this picture, that we as a church, group of believers, is compared to a physical body. And so when each part of the body is doing its work, it brings about growth. Example, if I want to eat, what will my body do? This hand will pick up the spoon and pick up the food and put it in my mouth, right? And when I swallow that food, something happens in my digestive system until each part doing each part. The stomach and all of that. And then all of the nutrients distributed to every part of the body until that physical part of our body is strengthened. Amen. Now, spiritually, for us as a church, when each one of us is being called to do what God has called us to do, then do you know that it would bring about growth? You know, one of the things that probably, which is a misunderstanding, and they would always criticize the leadership. And they would say all negative things, not realizing that one of the things that the Lord is teaching all of us is, you would notice this, if you see something kind of off, example, in the way things are done, so church, if you're the first person that sees it, the Lord calls you to see that because you might have the solution to the problem. So instead of focusing on, oh, they should have done this, oh, they should have done that, oh, then come with solutions to make things better instead, rather than criticizing. Amen? Because each one has a part to do. And so that's why, because it can never be done just by one or two, that's why when we are, now that we are celebrating our 10th year anniversary, I would tell that to the elders, and I would also tell that to all of you. You have a part. That's why we have reached this number of years together. Amen? And there's more work to be done. Do you know that? There's more work to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when you and I would read the entire book, it tells us that because chapter 6 talks about the spiritual battle. But in my notes here, it says that there are certain steps for us to mature before we can engage in the spiritual battle. So before the church is called to war, we as a people of God, we the church, is taught to walk. How do you describe yourself when you're walking? Step by step. That's how it is with our walk with God. Step by step walk. Step by step. And so that's why before we take any steps, what do we do? We come to God. Lord, what shall I do? So it's all about the walk. And before we are called to walk, the church is taught where we stand. What is our position in Christ? Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Because I think this message needs to be heard by all. At times when we come together, we need the work of, let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit for us to pick up what He would want us to do. Amen. Let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You, God, that for reminding us of what You have done for us. And Lord God, we pray that, Lord, even as we go through the verses from Your Word, from the Bible, that, Lord, You would give us that understanding of what Your purpose is for us as a church. Holy Spirit of God, grant us understanding and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we are reminded that you and I can be effective in our role as a church, there will be times wherein we would have to examine even our relationship with one another. We have mentioned this in the past. When we are reconciled with God, then what follows is even our relationship with one another. The test of our true faith in Jesus would be seen on how we relate with one another. You know, there's a portion in the Bible there that says, do not let unwholesome talk God is not, if I would say, oh, I'm a Christian, and then chichismis ko iba, is that being Christ? Like, no, we're not here to slander anyone. We're not here to gossip about anyone. We're here to build up each other. That's what we were called. Amen? Pray for one another. Amen. Look at this. Let only words that would what? Build up each other, that would benefit others. Amen. Praise God. And so, getting rid of bitterness, rage, and anger. Sino ba na hindi nagagali dito? All of us. We all go through these different types of emotions. We get angry, we get upset. But how do we manage our anger? That's where the help of the Holy Spirit comes. No po? The Holy Spirit would tell us how to control even our anger. We know that at times when we are upset, at the height of our emotions, when we are angry, we say words that later on we regret, I should not have said that. Amen. And that's where the Holy Spirit of God would come. Amen. And so that's why it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so there's a call for us to be made new in the attitude of our minds, as found in verse 23. How do we renew our minds? Through the Word of God. It's the Word of God that serves like water, that would cleanse us from any negative thoughts, negative things. Amen. At times, is there a struggle as far as our thought life? The things that you and I think about? At times, we think about the problems, and the more you and I think about the problems, the more we get depressed. The more we get down. But the Lord says, let's renew our minds. How? The Word of God. Last time we talked about in our Bible study, we were reminded of the power of the Lord, the greatness of our God. Amen? When we say we are, as followers of Jesus, who is in us? Jesus is, and He's the ruler over all things. Let me give you an example. We used to have a peach tree in our backyard. Okay, now, on two occasions, I spent a lot of money calling the pest control to get rid of those bees. Kasi they were like huge football. And there was the first time, because we had a neighbor and they had children. And so there was a knock at our door. And they told, do you know that you have all of these bees and the kids might get stung? So as a neighbor, I had to do something. So the first thing that I did was to call the pest control. So it cost me a lot of money. So the guy, he just did was, because there's a shortage of bees now. Do you know that? So he just like chopped the branch where that football, yung dami ng bees, no? And so then put it in a box. And then I asked him, where do you bring those bees? Baka lang, baka sa kanto lang, tapos babalik din. He said, oh, no, we're going to let them, like, fly somewhere else far, far away. And so that was the first time. Do you know that another summer came? Oh, my gosh, again. And this time, the bees, they were up, that the guy cannot reach, even he has a ladder. And so he had to kind of do the fumes. So that's the second time, so I had to pay again. But, teka muna, the third time. Wait, Lord, what is this? And then the Lord reminded me of Genesis 1, that when He created man, us, that you and I should have dominion over all. When I was reminded by, oh, Lord, I forgot all about that. And so I went out. In the name of Jesus, creator of all things, I command you bees to get out of this tree. This is true. They did leave. They left. So, because we have authority. Huh? Yeah, yung nga nangyari went. No, I don't know where they went, but really, the truth is, the bees left. Here's the thing, brothers and sisters. When you and I come to church, we hear the word of God. And God tells us who Jesus is. He's the ruler over all things. He's the Lord of hosts. And when you and I have been given dominion and spiritual authority, then we have to exercise that authority. Diba sabi nga, if you don't use it, you lose it. We get lost in the battle because we forget who's in us. Christ, our position. Victorious na po tayo sa Panginoon. The, Satan would want us to believe na talo tayo. That's why many Christians, they are in a defeated mode. Hindi victorious because, and I'm not saying, I'm not here to minimize the pain of what all of us go through. No. That's part and parcel of our lives. Kahit na pong anong gawin natin, there would always be problems. Trials. God would teach us how to deal with them. How to deal with them. Amen. I've shared with you many of my testimonies how in my walk with God, I've learned how, this is Lord, this is what your word says. And so I come before you and I declare. I shared that in 2 weeks ago when I had that predicament of, you know, what happened. I was on disability and all that. And then my bank, who is my mortgage lender, is, my goodness, they sent me a letter. And bottom line is I won't be able to afford the new monthly payment because of the change in the terms of the mortgage loan. But you know what? I sought the Lord. In Psalm 112, that's why it's good for us to read the Word of God. It's good for us to read the Word of God. In Psalm 112, sige, puntahan natin para maniwala kayo sa akin. Psalm 112. The Word of God is truth. Di ba nabasa natin, we find the truth in Christ, in the Word. 112. Blessed is the man, praise the Lord, blessed is the man or woman who fears the Lord and who finds great delight in His commandments. And then, eto ho, nag-jump in verse 3. Are you still there? Hinahanap pa rin? Ano sabi sa verse 3? Wealth and riches are in whose house? The house of the righteous. Sino ba righteous dito? Anyone? If you have Christ, we are called the righteous of God. That verse jumped out from the page. And so when I was seeking the Lord in prayer, God, I yung letter ho ng banko, I laid it on top of my bed. Lord, you know everything that's going on. But Lord, your word now, you have reminded me that wealth are riches in the house of the righteous. So Lord, I claim that God, you're going to help me with my mortgage issue. And to make the long story short po, in the process, the Lord guided me kung sinong dapat tawagan and all in the process. And do you know what? Even, Lord, whom should I choose? Because I had to call 3 different places. And the Lord led me to that one lender. And then, here comes the appraiser. Kasi yung first one, tagilid. But then, the Lord said, no, choose this lender. And the appraiser came and then gave. I said, Lord, you said that wealth are riches in the house of the righteous. So I'm declaring that truth over my situation now. And you know what? When the report came, the appraisal was, whew, praise God, na talagang ginawa ho. The Lord did what He said in His word. Amen? And so everything was fixed. God wants us to leave this place every time we come together filled with the knowledge of God. Filled with, how do we come to know God more? Through His word, through His word. That's why it's no surprise that Satan would do anything to hinder us from reading it. How many of you at times, magbabasa pa lang? Pinapaypayan na lang ka. Lalabay. Or may scenario or someone would, oh, this, social obligations, interruption. Ah, we know that, I know that. Oh, time, oh, my favorite TV program, right? But do you know that within an hour, even just 30 minutes, can I tell you, just within 30 minutes, time spent with the Lord in His word and prayer is time well spent. I had that just last night. Normally, pag Saturdays, you know, I would say, oh, this would be an opportunity for me to kind of, you know, chill out. But you know what? The urging of the Spirit of God was, do this. And I listened, I was through church channel, I listen to two powerful teachings that lifted me up. My spirit needed that. I needed the Word of God. I need to hear the Word of God. You know, I come here Sunday, but I too need to be encouraged and refreshed. And the Lord did it for me. He did it for me last night. And so that's why I'm encouraging you, no matter what's going on in your walk with God, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to him. The enemy, who is relentless, Satan would do anything. Can I just tell you, the reason why I said that news to you is not to, like, put fear in your hearts. No. You and I need to understand that evil is around us. We cannot be like ostriches that would just bury our heads under the sand and say, I hope that will all go away. Evil will not go away, not until Jesus comes. But until he comes, you and I need to face the battle, not on our own strength, but with the strength that comes from God. Can I hear my heart to all of you? The battle is real. The battle is real. And he would want us to be just a casualty in the spiritual battle. He would want to discourage you and me, lalo po ako, in my role. Can I just say this? Many times the temptation is too great to quit. But more of the fear of God. And so the message that I heard last night gave me that boost that I need. Because, you know, the Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep scatters. I remember that first Sunday, no, it was not Sunday, it was a Wednesday night when we got this building. There were, you know, because the pastor of this church passed away unexpectedly. And they had to close shop, unfortunately. And so what happened was, on my way inside, there were probably two cars and three cars that drove by and asked, what happened to the church? Do we know where the rest of them are? And I said, unfortunately, I don't. And they, most of them said, because we need prayer. We need prayer. And that struck me because how, of course, Jesus is our ultimate good and great shepherd. God would want us to see the value of having a local church. The value of having a place that you and I can come together and pray together and just minister the word of God and pray for one another. How many of us, there will be times in our lives that we're going to need prayers. Amen. We all do. We all do. And when your faith is strengthened and built up, do you know that the purpose that God would do when our faith is maturing, we're growing up in the Lord, is that God would use you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have to know what the Word of God says. Now in Psalm 112, look at this. Verse 4, even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for the gracious and compassionate and righteous man. Ito po ang kondisyon ng taong may Jesus sa buhay. This is the condition of someone who has Christ. Surely, look at good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Verse 6, surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have, verse 7, look at verse 7. He will not be afraid of bad news. Never be afraid of bad news, but his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Verse 8, his heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He has scattered, look at this, scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. Isn't that what we're doing in Montalban? We're giving gifts to those who need it. Because the Lord said in Galatians, never neglect the poor among you. Amen. And his righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor. Amen. And so, just to encourage you that the word of God has, we need the power of God. The power of God, the strength of God will come to us through the power of the Holy Spirit as you and I would spend time reading his word. Amen. You know, as we end, we are thankful to the Lord. Can I just encourage you all? The things that you and I do for God is never in vain. That's found from the Word of God. Never in vain. The things that you and I do. If God has called us to do these things, let us ask God's help. At times, we would have our own. I just shared that last Wednesday in our Bible study. And one of the things that what the enemy would put in our minds is, you know, how can I even bother about people, other people's problems? I have my own. May truth to that, right? But see, ministering to others is not about us. Number one, it's about obedience to the one who has called us. That's why the Word of God says, may we live a life worthy of His calling upon us. If God has called you to be a part of the praise and worship team, do you know that what you do here affects the hearts of those as you usher us into the presence of God? Others are even ministered already, even during the time of worship, because the Bible tells us that He dwells in the praises of His people. You might be just an usher, not just an usher, but you're someone that comes and then you're there greeting people, extending your hands, and your hand becomes like a conduit to bless someone. Amen. Sunday school, can I say this? You know, the banner just fell, but when you would read, I think one banner is still hanging up in the fellowship hall. Jesus is our restorer. The Lord gave us this verse in our time of seeking God. Hear me out, please. Hear me out. You and I need to understand what God has called us to do. God is in the business of restoration. What does it mean to be restored? Relationships that are broken, isn't there a need for that relationship to be restored? Amen. But before relationships will with one another be restored, the first thing that needs to happen is the relationship with God first. Because no matter what our efforts are, without Christ in our lives, all our efforts will be in vain. A person needs to be born again. A person needs to be born again because that person cannot understand kahit na pong basahin lahat yan. It would just be head knowledge, but no transformation will happen because that spirit part of us needs to be made alive for us to be able to receive the truth that comes from God. That's why we thank God for every opportunity, the mercies of God. That's why never, never take the grace of God in vain. Amen. For every opportunity that God gives us, let's seize that opportunity for us, our relationship be made right with God. And when our relationship with the Lord is made right, then now your relationship with one another would follow. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, restorer. Jesus is our restorer. A portion of that verse says that from among us, God is going to use people that would have an impact in the lives of others. It talks about desolate places. What is desolation? A life of unfruitfulness. A life of just striving and laboring and nothing happening, futile efforts, useless efforts. Just like in the book of Haggai, it says, you know, when Brother Roel was talking about rebuilding the temple, in the Old Testament, the temple was about the physical building. But in the New Covenant, the temple now is us. Our bodies, it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. When you and I have Christ, itong temple na to, we in us, Christ is living in us. Do you know that? What an amazing, amazing truth that God is telling you and me, whether you're a young person or you're a person in your 80s. Through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, God is going to use us to be His channels to bring about a restoration that needs to happen in the lives of others. Amen. And it talks about desolate places. So many people are in desolate places. They just do their thing and think that, like what our Elder Roel said, there's a call for us to focus our minds. We should have a perspective of eternity. Set our minds on things above. In Revelation chapter 1, it says, the Lord says, come up here, and let me show you what is about to happen. Let us not get tied up with just the here and now. I'm not saying that, you know, forget about your responsibilities. No, God knows our needs. The reason why I share with you my own struggles is because I have experienced the reality of having Christ. Buhay ho si Lord. Jesus is alive. What He sees, kung ano yun nasa heart natin, are you down today? God can lift you up. Are you in need? God can open that door of opportunity that the resources would come in places that, in resources na hindi natin may, unexpected resources. Hallelujah. Are there brokenness in relationships that at times we're struggling? Oh, nakakainis. I hate it. I hate this relationship. I want to get out of this relationship. Do you know that God is able to restore? God is able to change hearts? Yes, He can. If you're praying for someone who is bound by the enemy, the Bible tells us that you and I have been given authority to exercise the authority that God has given us in the name of Jesus. Kaya ho, when you and I receive these truths, praying will never be the same. When you and I leave this church building, this service, going out after this will be so pumped up because we know who's in us and that we have hope in Christ. And so, you know, as we end, let us remember and just thank our Lord Jesus, who is our good and great shepherd. He is shepherding us as a church. Amen. And I thank the Lord for all of you. And let us continue to do the work of the Lord that God has entrusted to us. Let's thank God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that, God, you're not done yet. You're still in the business of restoration, Lord. We honor you, Lord Jesus, because you have done it all at the cross. And that sacrifice you did at Calvary is perfect, complete. When you declared that it is finished, Lord, now you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and that talks about victory. You're now seated at rest because everything was accomplished at that cross. Father God, it takes the revelation and understanding that your Holy Spirit can only bring into our minds and hearts. We ask for your forgiveness, God, for neglecting what is so important for our faith to be built up, because your word for us at the onset was that those who know you, Lord God, shall be strong and do mighty exploits. Lord, that verse is not just for the young. That verse is not just for those who are physically able. It's for your church, irrespective of our ages and background, that those who know you, God, shall do mighty exploits and shall be strong in you. Lord, we need the strength that comes from you, God, for us to continue, Lord. Lord, we need the guidance of your Spirit, the anointing of your Spirit upon us, God. Lord, we need revival, God. Lord, we need to be revived by your Spirit, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit of God. Touch our hearts today, Lord. Touch our hearts that we may know what you have called us as a church, Lord. May we, Lord God, be likened, Lord God, to the salt and light as you have called us, Lord God, that our lives will have an impact in the lives of people around us. Let it start in every family, in every home, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, Lord God, let the power of your Holy Spirit come upon us, O God, for us, Lord, to keep pressing on. And like what the Apostle Paul did, Lord, until the end, he said, for me to live is Christ. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask that, Lord, cause us all to be focused on what you have called us, Lord God. We pray for those who are here this afternoon, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus, that you would comfort and strengthen those who are struggling. That, Lord, you would bring healing to emotions that are hurting, O God. We pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, because you're the God that can turn, Lord God, our weeping into rejoicing, O God, all because of the work of your Spirit. Mourning into dancing, O God. Our spirits learning how to rejoice in you, O God, for there's hope in you alone. Father God, we thank you that, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, you're renewing the way we think, Lord. That, God, we are victorious in Christ, because that's what your word says, that you're leading us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon, O God, and help us to grow in the knowledge of you, Lord God, that we may remember that, Jesus, we are victorious in you, Lord God, and that we are overcomers through the blood of Jesus. Bless your people today, God, we ask. And help us, O God, to be strong in you, Lord God, as we are facing our battles every day, spiritual battles. To know that, Lord, there's a call for us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Help us to be skillful in the use of our weapons, O God. Spiritual weapons you've given us, O God, through the work of your Holy Spirit, O God. And above all, thank you for your grace. Thank you for choosing us. And thank you that we are loved by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all rise up. Thank you. Praise the worship team. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.